Every month we put the spotlight on this senior. Well, we do it more than just once a month, but for sure our senior concerns, thanks to guests on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. In the house, yet again, I think it's an annual visit, Bob Callery, MMAP Regional Coordinator, to talk all things MMAP. Good morning to you, Bob.
Hi there, Shelley.
Good that you are here. MMAP, don't you call it?
Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program.
Yes. And do we call it MAP?
Yes.
With two M's.
Two M's.
There we are. Let me give the information and then have you put it in layman's terms. Of course, this educating, counseling, and empowering older adults and individuals with disabilities, making informed health benefit decisions, and more. So I am glad you are here, and certainly you continue to, I trust, enjoy this niche.
Oh, yes, very much.
What is MAP, and what do you do to help seniors, Bob?
So MAP is a statewide volunteer nonprofit organization. We provide free and unbiased help for Medicare beneficiaries, their family members, caregivers, to answer various questions on Medicare. We'll have people who are first entering Medicare eligibility, need to know what the different parts of Medicare are, understanding their options with prescription coverage, Advantage plans and supplements. We also help people answer questions on billing situations. We screen people and help people apply for different assistance programs. Plus, we also educate on Medicare fraud and abuse and help report that to the different authorities.
Are you busy?
Absolutely.
Yes. And yet you're helping a lot, I'm sure.
Yes.
As many who you serve. So here we are. It's enrollment time, I understand. Explain why this is important.
So every year, October 15 through December 7, Medicare has a Part D and Advantage Plan open enrollment period. Mm-hmm. This period's important because this is the time for people to review their coverage. They can make changes. If they decide their current plan is going to be adequate for them for the next year, they can stay in that plan. But the plans that they're signing up for now are going to be their coverage for the next calendar year. So this is the time to make that review, make any changes, because if you miss this time period, you might not be able to change plans until fall next year.
Boy, I keep using the word senior. What age is important here?
Medicare eligibility, 65 and over. For individuals who qualify for Social Security disability, after their 25th month of receiving financial payments, they become Medicare eligible also. So we do help people under the age of 65 on Social Security disability.
A lot of this is awareness and education, right?
Correct.
More than anything. Well, we see commercials, advertisements about the extra benefits with Medicare. Talk about those.
So these commercials on TV, they're promoting many extra benefits that are available with traditional Medicare, so Medicare coverage through Parts A and B directly. There are no extra benefits such as dental, vision, or hearing. Mm-hmm. We'll see commercials on TV or over the radio where companies are promoting these types of benefits. Well, these are for Advantage plans. Most of these Advantage plans include dental, vision, hearing coverage. A lot of basic coverage is included in plans, plus people can sign up for rider policies, secondary policies to provide extra benefits. Some of these commercials, they'll talk about benefits like transportation, home improvements, different services for in the home. The issue that we're seeing, because Medicare just changed these rules last year, is that some of these benefits have not yet been included in some of these plans. So people are looking for that, but the policies may not have that information. But we can go through and check the different plans to see what is available.
Bob Callery with us again, MMAP, MAP Regional Coordinator with the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Our conversation about MAP and some deadlines ahead. People are receiving all types of Medicare phone calls. Talk about any of the concerns you have and what we should be cautious about.
So this time of year, being open enrollment, we still have different brokerage firms that are cold calling individuals to try and get them to change plans. So people need to be really cautious in answering these phone calls because they may be moved into a plan that might not be best suited for them. So that's something to be concerned about. The main issue, though, are scams. We are continually inundated with calls from people who are receiving calls about scams. So your pain creams, your back braces, your leg braces, these are all common scams that have been going on for a while. This year, the biggest, newest scam is genetic testing. These companies that will provide genetic testing to see your likelihood for cancers or how medications are going to interact within your body. Most of the time, they're saying these are free or no-cost services. Where under Medicare, there's only one type of cancer screening that has no cost. Everything else has a cost. Most of these groups, they're just trying to get your Medicare number. These tests cost anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000. So if Medicare's paying the provider 80% for that service, that's a big chunk of money. So these groups are fraudulently billing Medicare for these tests, and it can have devastating consequences for the program as a whole. So people need to be cautious of that.
Do I need to be cautious if I get a phone call from someone saying that they are here on behalf of Medicare?
Medicare does not call anybody. So if they're saying they're from Medicare, if they're saying they're from Social Security doesn't call. You'll receive official documentation through the mail. So anything that they're saying they're Medicare, it is most likely a scam.
Thank you for that reminder. Medicare sent beneficiaries all new cards, I understand, this year. What if someone does not receive their card?
So Medicare, they updated their Medicare claim numbers. They used to be Social Security-based numbers. They finally done away with that. These are what they call non-intelligent alphanumeric numbers. So it's a random combination of numbers and letters. Starting January 1, 2020, the old numbers are not going to be able to be used or be billed anymore. So people have to have their new card. If they don't have it, they're going to need to contact 1-800-MEDICARE to get those new cards sent out to them.
1-800-MEDICARE.
Correct.
Yes. What else would you like to share? The Kent County Senior Millage important in all of this as well?
Yes, the millage provides funding for some of our different partners out in the community. For example, Senior Neighbors. They have counselors that help answer Medicare questions, just like any of our MAP volunteers do. They play a pivotal role, especially here in Kent County, in supporting MAP and reaching a large number of Medicare beneficiaries and helping answer their questions.
Your final message, Bob Callery?
Check your prescription coverage right now. We're getting close to the end of open enrollment, and some locations, they're filling up and may no longer be able to help people until after open enrollment. So the sooner you call, the better.
I heard it from the best, Bob Callery, MAP, M-M-A-P, Regional Coordinator. That's Michigan Medicare Medicaid Assistance Program on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan. All right, Bob, thank you.
You're welcome, Shelley.